Blog Talk Radio. May not call your phone. Lately you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized. And I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you're down than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before, oh no. But now I'm making up for it all. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept, yeah. Apologies, haven't got it yet, yeah.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. For every time to cry, I will make your whole body smile. Please don't say no.
the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and I'm with my diva tonight, La Perla Negra. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. My diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing tonight, diva?
I am wonderful.
That's awesome. Oh. That's awesome.
Yes.
So, this show tonight, it's going to be something else.
And since the topic was inspired by Poetic, it's going to be
Yes, our famous station manager. Thank you very much, Poetic. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's starting trouble. Trouble tonight. Lord, have mercy. I like it, though. I do like it because, you know what? The thing about getting a topic from somebody else can inspire your pen. And that's exactly what it did, you know? So I wrote a little something. But you know what? Let's finish the introduction before we get started.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, as my diva said, this is the Erotic Love Zone. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 to engage us. We won't bite you, I promise, unless you want us to. And diva, you got your raw length on? Because I got mine on.
All the time. All the time.
I know that's right. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we talk about over on Facebook at rawlinksdraw@facebook.com and on Amazon. And if you can't get them there, holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we'll be sure that you get to adorn your body with these beautiful, beautiful, precious metals and gemstones and even wood. Yes. And before we go any further, let's give an amazingly big shout out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of those beautiful gemstones and precious metals and wood. Raw Links, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yes, diva.
So, you know, without him, there is no us, right?
There is no us. Yeah, you got that right. Yes, thank you.
So, diva, my lord.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell everybody what the topic is for tonight?
Yes, I will, and I hope y'all are ready for this. All children must leave the vicinity, please, for your own protection. Tonight's topic, we're telling you, and we want you to show me. Ooh, let me start over. I'm tongue-tied. Hold on.
You blessed it already, diva.
I am. Tonight's topic is, show me you love me intimately with your words. Ooh, and then fuck me with them. This is going to be racy. I believe so. Yes.
Well,
have you ever had anyone show you intimately with their words?
I believe I have. I mean, anybody could tell you anything, but when they show you, so it might start off real good, and then it gets deep, and then, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And us being creatives, being poets, wordplay is the ultimate stimuli. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you know how to use them words. Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Talk dirty to me. They always say talk nice to me. I don't want you to talk nice to me. I want you to talk to me and tell me how you feel. Tell me how you want to make me feel. All of that. Yeah. You can talk nice to me. Gentle to me. But I want a combination of all of it. Right then and there, how you're feeling. Don't hold back. Yes. Whew, child, I'm having a hot flash.
I know, right?
Absolutely. It just seems like the more you talk, the hotter it got. Hey. And wait, isn't it cold up there in Pennsylvania, Diva?
It is, but I ain't feeling it right now. I'm telling you. Whew, girl. Especially not with this topic. Shoot.
Okay. Whew. I know that's right.
I need some cool
Believer.
Good.
Who starts the ball rolling tonight, you or me?
I'll get it started, if you don't mind.
Absolutely not. Let me put the spotlight on you, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Affirmations of Life. In a room dimly lit by embers and flames of a fireplace, the sounds from crackling wood of burning logs, he sits, patient with a deep anxiousness, watching her walk to him. When she reaches him, looking in his eyes, she places a hand on each of his broad shoulders and straddles, gliding down slowly, allowing him to enter her. And she deeply inhales with her eyes closed from the feel of ecstasy he's inserting. He tells her, "I would fall in love with you as often as I could. Just say yes." And as he places kisses on her neck and lips and cheek, holding her tightly, they can feel their souls in a passionate embrace. And he breathes whispered affirmations of life to her body in his native tongue. And that's that piece.
Oh, God. I'm sitting here like, and I'm so glad I was muted because I was a
Yes. I know what you mean. Yes, I know exactly what you mean, girl, because I'll be doing the same thing, and I know I'm about to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand back and put the spotlight on you.
Yeah,
whenever you're ready,
right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. He asked me what I wanted for Christmas. He knew the answer. I obliged and said him. He said he loved me, wanted to take care of me for the rest of our lives. I said, love is action. He kissed my lips, the back of my hand, then my forehead. I was speechless. His eyes spoke the truth. We've made love so many times. Laughter filled our days. And suddenly, I wanted him. He sensed it and said, come. We went to the bedroom. He got down on his knees, put his hands under my skirt and removed my panties, lifted my leg and proceeded to feast himself on my nectar-filled cover. I moaned. My nipples hardened, clit engorged. I needed him. I wanted him now. He proceeded to make love to me, kissing every part of me, told me he loved me. Then he grabbed my hands, put them behind my head, plunged into me, and took me in a storm. He licked, sucked, and bit me, lifted my hips and fucked me. I gave as much as he took. He rocked me. So I came and came so much I screamed, hit climax. He soon followed, As we floated in the afterglow, he whispered softly, "You're my everything. I'm ready for you to take my last name." And that's that piece.
Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, I'm back here from my, and that last line, girl, Lord have mercy on my soul. I tell you what, Diva, I'm going to play, I'm going to play a song and or two, and then we can come back and have some more discussion.
All right.
All right.
I don't call it cuffing. I just call it loving. We don't break up in the summer. And we don't keep it undercover, I just wanna love you all, yeah. I just wanna love you all, yeah.
Tell me you miss it for the treat you better. Give me high like you my drug. No one's ever got me wetter. I'ma need you here in 2.5. 2K in between my thighs. Make me proud to call you mine.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. After that music break, thank goodness for it because I had to calm myself down. Diva, did you?
Oh, girl. Them, you know, certain songs take me to certain places in my mind, and where I go there, because I can control whether or not I give in to those thoughts, but sometimes I just want to feel it, and it just, it feels good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and I'm just going to give the rundown for the week. And we realize everybody's busy trying to get ready for the holiday. So tomorrow night, hopefully, will be the Get Down with Poetic and J. Rob, the Wise Son. Friday and Saturday, that's to be announced. Sunday is Christmas, so there may or may not be a show. But then Monday, we coming back with King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday will be Mojave's show, one of the many. And then Wednesday, we are right back again with the Erotic Love Zone with my bedroom voice diva, Laurella Negra. So that is the rundown. So diva,
I think
I'm going to have to put spotlight on you one more time. The mic is yours.
That's not a problem. Thank you. This is called Soul Dancer. When he asked me, have you ever shared space with a cosmic soul dancer? Seen a star up close enough to hold it in your hand and paint with its dust? I told him that I fall in love too easily, so I stay away. He said, the soul is the deepest you can get, so come with me and let soul travel. I told him again, I fall in love too easily, so I stay away. He said, let me taste you and allow the flavor of you to find its way through the maze of my taste buds until you release your soul into my mouth. I want to know what the taste of the stress of your day is like so I can put forth that extra effort to remove it. And I will drink deep, all of you. And as I fuck you with slow, deep strokes, touching the light within, kissing you, allowing you the pleasure of tasting what I have, your moans will carry my name as if summoning from a distance more and more of this pure passion I release. With each of your tears of joy through ecstasy, we will have reached the highest of highs. And let's be clear, this is an inescapable pleasure. I will straddle your soul with my fire, setting it ablaze and keeping it in ecstasy over and over and over again. Because my desire for you will always go beyond just your body. I am soul food. I am your soul dancer. Masterpiece.
Lord have mercy. I will straddle your soul with my fire. Woo!
Yeah.
And again, I was glad I was on mute because I was like, what? And wait, you remember Lotus Love or Love Lotus? Ow! I want to do all of them. And then more. I want to purr like a dag on. Shoot. That was hot. I'm not gonna be able to get that line out of my head, diva.
Woo-wee. That's all right. That's all right. Work with it. Work with it, girl. Go where you want with it.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play one more station ID, and then I'm gonna pop right into my piece.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I am Miss VIP, and I'm with my diva, La Perla Negra. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that 1. We'd like you to. We need you to. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with a bedtime story, because it's not Christmas just this yet. Diva, you ready?
Diva, mic is yours.
All right. We've been tiptoeing around it. I've asked you before to release your beast and have me as a feast. I want us in a bed that swings, candlelight surrounding us. I'm dressed in that blue sapphire number you love, with the seamed thigh highs and my kitten-heeled shoes. You said I could show you more than I can tell you. I immediately got wet with anticipation. Before I could say anything in response, he pulled me close and said, "What you have on, I'm about to take off. I know what you want, and tonight I'll show you what I want." He slowly removed his clothes, got down on his knees, and gave my punani his name. Took nibbles on my inner thighs, making me tremble, goosebumps all over. He then got up and lifted me and walked to the wall. Lifted me again to slide me on him. He took me over and over again until I screamed in climax. Then he picked me up again. He took me outside to the balcony, bent me on the rail, and took me again. He made me gush. My tits were banging, but damn, I had to admit this was hot. Oh, this ninja didn't want to stop, and I begged him to come because my honey pot kept gushing, and he said no and refused to rush. The neighbors may see, and he grunted like that matters to me. Then out of the corner of my eye, I saw a couple looking at us. He said, "This was my fantasy, to take you like this and for others to see." And that's that piece.
Well, damn. I was going to talk about you can't get a line out your head. I was going somewhere with that. Ooh, yeah, he took. That's all I needed to hear was he took me. Yeah, take her. Take her. Make her yours. That's right. You sign your name on it. I like that, girl.
I'm telling you, the tongue is amazing, or an amazing instrument.
Yes, it is. Lord. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Sam.
Diva, I'm going to end this, and I'm going to end the show wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas, and please take care of yourselves. COVID is running rampant again. So... Please, everybody, wear your masks. Wait, please, take care of yourselves. Keep apart from each other. Good Lord, we don't need to be all up on each other. Not ever. So, just have a wonderful holiday, and You know, spend time with the ones you love, and if you can't, get on the phone. Tell somebody you love them. You might not get another chance. God bless you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we're getting ready to head into a brand new year. I want you guys to not only continue to love and have respect for one another and get that good relationship going with yourself, but be kind to yourself always during the time you are building that good relationship with yourself, because you're going to have that with you for the rest of your life, okay? And therein lies the ultimate love. That's where spirit lies, within you. And as my diva said, you know, just use common sense, man. These germs out here ain't got no names on it. They just go in for the kill, okay? And they don't care. And once it gets you, it's very, very important. Not only just stay away from people until you feel better, but make sure you rest up and you take care of yourself properly. Plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. That vitamin C is vital. But please, get that up in your system. You know, I mean, that is like the ultimate germ fighter, vitamin C. So get plenty of that up in you. You can get it through orange juice, apple juice, watermelon, surprisingly, okay? Dark green leafy vegetables. Oh, excuse me. It's you know, it's a lot of good things out there that you can put in your body to help you heal faster. And I just want y'all to continue to have amazing days. Enjoy your holidays. Cherish them. These times are so precious, okay? These are building memories. Memories that will stand out, you know, among all of them. You can sit back and you can remember the scenery and the conversations, the music, the gathering, you know, the lights, all of that, everything. Because these are every very special times, and you want to keep them special. Mm-hmm. They can take everything from you, but they can't take your time together, those memories that you build with one another. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And with that, I'm going to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Stay safe. Peace.